The care concept has been a bit of a taboo subject within the Asian culture, mainly because it's always been provided for by the family and people from within the family realm.
We are a community that is probably renowned for suppressing quite a lot. I think that very much remains the case.
I think we need to look at the more specialised later end of life services, so residential care provision, extra care provision, where at the moment there's a complete dearth.
What we're committed to is that everybody has an equal right of access to services that are appropriate and suitable for them.
We have paid the taxes, we have provided the services, and we are asking only our right.
Since the 1950s, Asians from India, Pakistan and Bangladesh have been moving to the UK, setting up home, building businesses, raising families and integrating successfully into British society. But 50 or 60 years on, those first generation immigrants are reaching old age and facing some unique problems concerning the care they need. Problems of cultural significance and inclusion. I'm a second generation British Asian, and the issue of how to care for my elderly parents is a huge concern for me and my family, as it is for many of my friends and peers and their families. For many of us, the option to give up work and become full-time carers does not exist, and the notion of asking for outside help is simply unfathomable. It breaks centuries of tradition and it creates huge guilt. Nevertheless, we do need help, but that help needs to be culturally specific, and that's what this programme is about. To learn more, I'm off on a road trip to see firsthand what provision there is, who's organising it, and what the users make of it all. So first off, I'm getting straight into the car and heading up the M1 to West Yorkshire, where I'm originally from, to visit a daycare facility for the local Asian elderly population. Let's go. Right, so after a fairly long trek up the motorway, I've just pulled up outside the Millen Centre in Batley, which is a day centre for Asian elders here in West Yorkshire. And I'm going to head in and meet Shahid, who runs the place, and hopefully get to talk to some of the people who use the centre as well. So I'm just coming up to the front entrance to the Millen Day Centre here in Batley, and they've got their very own Millen Day Centre branded van outside as well. And it says Millen Day Centre for the Asian Elderly in English and in Urdu, a couple of other languages as well. How long has the centre been around?
Initially it opened in 1988, but it was never a fully-fledged daycare centre. And by the mid-90s it developed into a fully-fledged daycare centre.
What drove the need for it?
In Kirklees, we're one of the largest providers of daycare services for the Asian community. And I think a lot of our committee members and volunteers who already had experiences working in social services, they realised there was a need, because there's still a lot of myth that within the Asian community the family will look after, the neighbours will look after, and to some extent that is true, but it's not 100% now. The children previously may have lived with the parents, but now for socio-economic reasons, if the parents are in the north, they may be in the south, so they need help from outsiders as well.
Do you brand yourself as a Muslim centre or is it an Asian centre? So you're religion non-specific?
We're not a Muslim centre. Mm. We're open to any faith. Mm. Anybody who wants to use the centre, more than happy to accommodate them.
I guess the area is predominantly Muslim.
The area we live in, I think it's 98% predominantly Muslim.
Right. The issue of whether the provision of culturally specific care services is creating segregation has and continues to be a major question for local authorities and organisations. In 2004, a then-new elder care housing project in Tower Hamlets in East London, called Shanali Gardens, was attacked in the press and by politicians for being geared solely towards Bangladeshis and causing a split in the local community. I travelled to Shanali Gardens to see this so-called racist development for myself and met with Tower Hamlets Director of Adult Health and Wellbeing John Goldup and Councillor Motin Uzzaman.
First of all, we were disappointed that that's the kind of interpretation that people outside were having, because we believed in ensuring that we were meeting the changing needs of our residents in our borough to make sure everybody was having an equal access. And sometimes it's a language issue, it's about religious issues and so on. So be it Muslim or Jewish or whatever, we would want to make sure that we were providing services that were appropriate to those communities.
But then words like segregation get bandied around. I mean, what would you say to someone that says, oh, you know,